Racing Road for Libby Vina on the green. Are you clear? Yep, you are getting me, I think. Likewise, I'm seeing and hearing you. Studio will speak.
The most senior figure in Britain's Roman Catholic Church is accused of inappropriate behaviour towards other priests. Cardinal Keith O'Brien missed Sunday Mass today following the claims. The Vatican has said it will investigate. Also on the programme, more pressure for Pistorius. Now it's revealed his brother Carl is facing manslaughter charges. And Swansea win the League Cup as Bradford's Wembley fairy tale is over.
This is ITV News with James Mace.
Good evening. One former and three serving priests have accused the head of the Catholic Church in Scotland of behaving inappropriately with them. Cardinal Keith O'Brien, who is Britain's most senior Catholic, denies any wrongdoing. The incidents are alleged to have happened over the last 30 years. His accusers have passed on their complaints to the Vatican. Our Scotland correspondent, Debbie Edwards, reports.
The Congregation of St. Mary.
Libby, hi, John Derrickson.
That arrived.
Hi, Libby. We'll be getting into your story next with your VT first. Off the back of your VT, there'll be a question from James. And Libby, what's Mr. Gregg expected to say tonight?
Speaking to lawyers amid allegations of misconduct. Since Catholic leader, prayers were offered and support expressed.
They didn't make clear enough what the allegations were. But whatever they were, I'm quite sure he's a very good man and he would never have done anything wrong.
He was a great surprise. Somebody who's a very, very good friend of mine. And all I can say is Cardinal Bryan is a good man. He's been a great leader of the Church in Scotland. In fact, he's been a great leader of the Christian community.
Britain's most senior Catholic is being accused by three serving priests and one former priest of making inappropriate, unwanted advances during late-night prayer sessions. The claims date back 30 years to when the Irishman first became the Archbishop of the St. Andrews and Edinburgh Diocese. In a single-line statement from the Catholic Church of Scotland, it was confirmed the Cardinal is seeking legal advice and will contest the accusation.
Hi, Libby Bennett.
There is a sense of transfer.
I'm just like 45.
Allegations made against the person. Particularly with any kind of abuse, are examined clearly and honestly, and appropriate action is taken. And that will be so with regard to Cardinal O'Brien.
The complaints appear to have been lodged with the Vatican in order to prevent Cardinal O'Brien from taking part in the election of a new pope when Benedict XVI stands down this week. The 74-year-old is expected to fly out to Rome in the coming days. He has Britain's only vote in the papal conclave. Cardinal Keith O'Brien is due to retire next month following his 75th birthday. As the leader of the Catholic Church in Scotland, he has been an outspoken and prominent public figure. Whether he stepped down early or not, these allegations will no doubt have tainted the end of his tenure. For the Catholic Church, it brings additional unrest at a time of momentous change. Debbie Edwards, ITV News, Edinburgh.
The Liberal Democrats have spent the day denying that their leader Nick Clegg knew of allegations of misconduct against the party's former chief executive up to 4 years ago. Lord Renard says the accusations of inappropriate behaviour towards women are untrue. And Lib Dem aides insist the Deputy Prime Minister only learned of the complaints earlier this week. Our political correspondent Libby Vina has the latest.
Just 3 weeks ago, Lord Renard was proudly representing the House of Lords in a charity pancake race.
I need a new one.
But his public appearances are likely to be rarer now as the party struggles to deal with the fallout of allegations of sexual impropriety, allegations he strongly denies. Senior ministers today insisted they knew nothing about them.
Absolutely not. And Nick Clegg has also said he wasn't aware of these allegations until they appeared on television last week. They are serious, and we take them very seriously. It's obviously wrong if there are women there who have made complaints, felt they haven't dealt with them properly.
This woman, Alison Smith, now a politics lecturer, says she was touched inappropriately.
Which has very suddenly got up and plonked himself between us and started moving his hands down their backs to places, you know, where they had absolutely no business being very.
But she alleges her complaints to the Lib Dems' chief whip, Paul Burstow, seen here with Nick Clegg, wasn't followed up.
You sure the party didn't know anything about it before last Thursday?
No, I about it. I'm not an officer of the party, but I've known Lord Renard for about 20 years or so. It's the first I've heard of these accusations. Nick Clegg wasn't aware of these accusations either.
I was shocked.
Stand by, Libby. Coming to you next for 45 seconds. I'll just give you a count.
Parties move very quickly to set up an inquiry so it can review the allegations.
But was Nick Clegg really in the dark about the allegations about his former chief executive? He's expected to clarify things in a statement later.
And Libby, what is Mr. Clegg expected to say later tonight?
10 seconds.
Libby, thank you. The former Chancellor, Ken Clark, has predicted Britain's austerity program will have to continue for several more years. He blamed the continuing global economic crisis for that and for the UK's recent credit downgrade.
The Americans have already lost their AAA rating, and they, like us, are going to have to persist with sensible policies combining getting rid of debt and deficit, at the same time stimulating growth and having an industrial strategy. And it's going to take several more years of this.
Italians are voting in one of the most closely watched general elections in years. Many voters are still thought to be undecided in the wake of numerous corruption scandals. There are also strong disagreements about how to rescue the country from its current financial crisis. All foreign doctors will have to prove they can speak English to a high standard before they're allowed to work for the NHS in England. Ministers are changing the law after a number of patients' deaths were blamed on foreign doctors' poor command of English. It's been revealed that Oscar Pistorius' brother, Carl, is also facing trial over the death of a woman. Carl Pistorius was involved in a crash 3 years ago in which a female motorcyclist was killed. From Pretoria, our Africa correspondent Rohit Kashru reports.
Oscar Pistorius' first visitor this morning was his brother, Carl. Like his superstar sibling, he's facing a trial of his own. Asked whether he wanted to comment on the charges he faces over the death of a female motorcyclist, he simply shook his head. Carl Pistorius has been his brother's supporter-in-chief during this bail hearing, sitting just behind Oscar throughout. But on Thursday, he slipped away before dashing back to the courtroom, whispering to his brother, "Stay strong, Oscar," as he was brought into the dock. Today, his lawyer said, "There is no doubt that Carl is innocent and the charge will be challenged in court. Carl deeply regrets the accident. Blood tests conducted by the police at the time proved that he had not been under the influence of alcohol, confirming that it was a tragic road accident after the deceased collided with Carl's car." And this, days after the lead investigator in his brother's case was taken off it, after it was revealed that he is facing 7 attempted murder charges.
Behind the gates and the high walls, Oscar Pistorius is staying here at his uncle's mansion. He's had relatives and parole officers come to see him this weekend, but he's not allowed to leave Pretoria, his hometown, without special permission.
And tomorrow, as part of those bail conditions, he'll report to the police station where the death of his girlfriend is being investigated. The first of 29 visits he'll make before his next court appearance in June. Rohit Kashru, ITV News, Pretoria.
Football now, and Bradford City's League Cup fairy tale is over. They were bidding to become the first fourth-tier club ever to win a major trophy, but Premier League opponent Swansea proved too strong, as Damon Greek reports.
For Bradford fans, it was a chance in a lifetime to travel to Wembley to see their team lift a cup. Tens of thousands made the journey south, so many came in fact as the streets of the city were deserted at kick-off, supporters wondering if they could make history. Only the second side from the bottom tier of league football to make the League Cup final. Could they beat Swansea City and become the first to win it? The answer to that became clear after just a quarter of an hour. The first attack by Swansea and the first goal. The Welsh side playing for their first major trophy in no mood to roll over for the underdog. By half-time, they doubled their lead. By now, things looking ominous for Bradford, who haven't managed a single shot on target. Swansea look comfortably in charge. And right after half-time, 3-0. From bad to worse then for the Bantams, as goalkeeper Matt Dew conceded a penalty and was shown a red card for this challenge. The spot kick went straight in, and Swansea even had time to score a fifth goal before lifting the trophy. Damon Green, ITV News.
Well, fourth correspondent Natalie Perks is at Wembley, so Natalie, huge disappointment there for Bradford fans.
Definitely disappointing for them as they all file off behind me. This really had been a big day, but their chairman, Bradford's chairman Mark Lawn, said before the match, he just really hoped that they enjoyed it because they'd already made history, as Damon said there in his VT. But so much has been said about Bradford in the build-up to this, it was really easy to forget how huge this was for Swansea as well. Loudrup, their manager, said that this was a small fairy tale versus big fairy tale. This was their first major cup final win. They're renowned, aren't they, Swansea, for their passing ability, and there really was, in the end, a huge golfing class. From set pieces, Bradford could have hurt them, but they just weren't given the opportunity to do that. So now Bradford march on, really, and have to hope that they can get promotion up to League One. They're all off to Vegas at the end of the season as a reward from their chairman for doing so well and getting here. But for Swansea, well, it's huge for them. Like I said, first major cup final. They're the first non-English side to win the League Cup final, and the big one for them is that they'll be in Europe in next season. That's the first time they've ever done that too.
Matthew, thank you very much indeed. In other sports news, Manchester City beat Chelsea 2-0 this afternoon to stay second in the Premier League. Substitute Carlos Tevez scored the second goal to help keep his team's slender title hopes alive, so City remain 12 points adrift of league leaders Manchester United. Celtic cemented their lead at the top of the Scottish Premier League with a 5-0 thrashing of bottom club Dundee. Joe Ledley netted twice. The Glasgow club are now 21 points clear off the field. In rugby's Six Nations, Scotland came back from 8-0 down to beat Ireland 12-8 in a thrilling encounter at Murrayfield. Greg Laidlaw kicked four successful penalties to secure Scotland's second successive victory in the competition. And in cycling, 21-year-old Becky James won her second gold medal of the Track Cycling World Championship. With victory in the women's K-Rim, she takes Britain's final gold medal haul to 5. Final preparations are underway for tonight's Oscars ceremony in Los Angeles. The red carpet is in place, soon to be populated by the biggest names in Hollywood. First, it was just their names around the necks of stand-ins.